Blog Talk Radio.
TGIF, it's the Huntington Show. Good afternoon, everyone. Wow. Well, it seems like the weather kind of warmed up compared to the other day, but let's see what happens this week coming up. Well, you know, I'm here live at 399 Huguenot Street at the Yamaha dealership. Come on down. We got some R1s here from last year that can literally run out the door. We have What else do we have? We got a lot of stuff here. We got Star, the other side of Yamaha, Cruiser side. We have Quads. I mean, you name it, we have it. Anna, you want to say hi? Come say hi to everybody.
Hey, how are you?
come on down. What do you got on sale now? What's going on here at Yamaha?
Well, right here, right now, it's just a little chilly. We're cold, but here we have the recently selling for very good pricing, the 3.99 rate. But, come on around. You're going to find a lot of good stuff. And Frankie and Joey can hook you up with really good deals.
Okay, now what about our back-footed people?
Well, we still have a good company who is hooking up this good deals for these customers, too. But they got to come on and, you know, we got to try it out because we can't sell you. You can get it, so you come on and you know, try it out. We'll help you out.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, Anna, for the R1s, everybody's been asking me this, the 15th, when are they coming in?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have a lot of customers asking that question. I think we should be seeing them come from anywhere mid-February or beginning of March. We should have them here by March.
And are we getting the M1?
Yeah.
We are getting the M1.
I think so. Well, I got to make sure, though.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? It's going to be a very popular motorcycle. It's already been. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can have that by Kim.
Now, let me ask you, because another one I was asked about, was it called the FFOZ, FF09?
The FC09.
FC09. Like, tell me about that bike, because that's like a crossover between a cruiser and a crotch rocket.
Right. It's because of the position of the motorcycle. It's just much more comfortable, mm-hmm. and it's a lot much lighter motorcycle, too.
Okay.
So it's very good for who, if anybody who likes the R1
right.
and likes to be like in a more much more comfortable position,
right.
it's a great touring motorcycle, I think. I mean, not really touring, but
right.
I would say, you know, like
for long distance.
Exactly.
It's better
because
than
of
that.
The position. You're not like
that. You're not crunched over, you're kind of sitting up.
Perfect. And the customers would love that motorcycle.
Wow, I know, I like that
too.
Was
my
All right, thanks, Anna.
Thank
That's
you.
Anna. Come on down to 399 Huguenot Street in New Rochelle at Wheel Sports Center. And hold on, we have a caller. TGIF, it's Friday, the Hunter Show. Who's on?
Hey, it's Mike Serrano. How you doing? Lado Harkonnen of Lado's Lair.
Hey, Mike. I mean, it's been hectic for you and I because we've been trying to get up with each other, and everybody's pulling me from left to right.
I know, right?
And it's a bit much. Welcome to my world, to our show. As you know, the Hunter and Friends show is geared towards everything, but mostly motorcycles. And I want you to be intent for a while on the show with me. You can kind of co-host and ask questions if you like. We're not going to rock out too long today because I kind of have people pulling at me again. So I just want to come on and say hi. So hold on. You'll just be Hunter and Friends show. Who's on?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's Boogie. Mike, do you remember Boogie?
Yes, I do.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
How are you? I just want to tell you, it was a pleasure meeting you all. Next week, we know the 24th is on. A lot of people want to talk about what I'm into. A lot of the promoters are very interested in what I have to say and what Hunter and Friends has to offer. And I can't wait to have this interview next week. It's going to be awesome. I'm part of Fet Life and Diversity.com, DiverXity, and FetLife.com. These are two great websites that deal with talented artists in the adult erotic entertainment world. Fet Life is more for people that are into the kink world, that deal with swingers, BDSMers, and it's a large, huge 15 million plus community internationally. And Diversity.com is located in New York, where they too are building a very strong national and international base for artists and that are writers, that are in the adult entertainment industry. Next week,
And we got to announce it's also your birthday.
Hey, that's right. My birthday is January 24th, which is I'm 22nd, but the 24th is a big party going on. Private, more at my place, only because I'm introducing Lado's Lair, which will be promoting adult events throughout New York City, BDSM, primarily BDSM and swinger events. But the main thing we want to do, too, is educate the community. We want to be able to introduce people about kink life who are very interested in it, make them understand what it's all about. And tonight I'll be at the Parthenon, located at 5 West 30th Street, talking about kink and the world of kink at 9 o'clock to 10. And then, of course, I'm going to party after that. So it's going to be great. It's with the Parthenon. It's a Freaky Friday party hosted by Mr. E and IOG. Definitely want to come on down and check it out and meet some great people. The King community is fabulous. And when you open your mind and open your heart, you'll find that this is probably a world you should have been in a long time ago, like I did. But by all means. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
In the motorcycle world, it's kind of a kink world as it is.
Well, I want to tell y'all, it is a heavy world. It's a beautiful world to get into. As long as you have a mature mind and a mature heart, you'll be surprised that millions of people have fetishes, and most of them, although, you know, we don't even identify as sexual, but they're still fetishes. So with us, if you come down tonight at the Parthenon, at 9 o'clock we'll have a pre-class on the kink world, what it's like to come to a fetish event. And then after that, you can experience it. It's again at the Parthenon, 5 West 30th Street, hosted by Mr. E and IOD Freaky Fridays. Lado's Lair is going to start doing educational forums in the spring and summer, free.
Free.
Yeah, free. You know, they come down, and after that, come and party. Come and see us. Come check it out. Come see what the lifestyle is about. Please don't, you know, 50 Shades of Grey is coming out from what I understand next month. I've never read the book, but, you know, 50, you know, there's going to be so many people interested about the lifestyle. So,
right.
You know, we want to be able to show them the true nature of what BDSM and swinging is about.
Well, that's a great introduction. Thank you for that one. And I want you just to hold on because we have another caller. And today, as I said, I'm not going to rock out that long, Michael. But
sure.
Hold on one second. You still there, Bookie? Hold on.
Yes,
hi, it's the Hunter and Friend Show. Hold on. Hello? Hello? Okay. Well, I guess that person doesn't want to talk.
No.
But let's get back to that. So, Boogie, hello?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, you're here, okay. We kind of introduced Michael to everyone here on the show, and we want to welcome you on our show.
Thank you.
You're always welcome on the show, and our listeners always listen in. Thank you for listing your dates of your events and what's going on in the kink world. I kind of want to touch on something with Boogie, which we usually do during the beginning
mm-hmm.
of the show. Boogie,
yes,
what's going on with you? Because Boogie does our poetry corner, and she's also sometimes she co-hosts here on the show. What's going on,
mm-hmm.
Boogie?
Kind
of day you're having?
Oh my goodness, it's such. I tell you, it started out pretty good, you know, and then you know as the day went on, you know, you're finding that you know things is going on. And then I get a call, you know, like, well, Hunter, with you, you know.
Right.
You managed to
right.
pull it together. Yeah, you managed to pull it together. So, regarding all the stuff that's been going on this afternoon, I don't know what it is about these people in management and how they're towing people's cars and putting tickets on people's cars.
Uh-oh.
It's crazy.
Now, and I hear some background noise. I don't know which. That's coming from on whose end?
Nope. Go ahead.
You guys
I'm
here?
In my office.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Boogie. So you know people getting their cars towed.
Oh yeah, tickets and all kind of stuff today. I just said, Lord have mercy. I mean, I try to help the situation out, but you know, I don't know what is going on in society now. Like people don't.
I have
nothing.
No idea. And the other day I was talking to Michael on the phone, and I was like, mm-hmm. okay, I'll call you back. And then I sat down, I was in Whole Foods around the corner from my house in my neighborhood. But Boogie, you know how my neighborhood is, and Michael, you know how my neighborhood is.
Oh,
yeah. I would never expect what happened to me happened at Whole Foods in Midtown. I was sitting there minding my business. I was so hungry, and I'm like, oh, I got to call Michael back. And I sit down, and I'm eating, and I'm like, I start to eat. You know, you know how I get when I don't eat, Boogie. And then I'm like, let me call him back. And this woman walks up to my table and starts going, you stupid dumb black, you know, and it's going on, and calling me the N-word. So I'm looking mm-hmm. around, I'm like, this chick, she's not talking to me. There's no way she's talking to me. And there's this white guy to my right on the opposite side of the picnic bench. So I'm like ignoring her. She walks away from me, comes back, bends down in my face and goes, you stupid black dumb nigger, what the F did I say to you? Shut your effing mouth and all the stupidness. So I'm like, whoa, is she really? And I'm saying to myself, God, that was the devil that just came up to me. Then
mm-hmm.
she walks away. She walks, my back is toward a pillar. She walks around me, peeks her head back and says, you stupid dumb black nigger, B word. Did you hear what I said at that point, Boogie and Michael? I lost it. I jumped up and grabbed her by her throat. I said, don't you ever in your effing life speak to me like that or even call anybody out of their face. What's wrong with you? And there was a mixed couple that was in front of me on the opposite side. And the girl, the white girl, says, I seen her coming over to you back and forth, but I knew she was taunting you, but I didn't know what she was saying. This lady was screaming for dear life. Then at the end, when security was walking her out, these two black guys, she says, get an education, you effing monkey.
Mm.
So we already knew where her heart was. But to me, that was the devil. So I don't know what's going on, Michael and Boogie.
Well, I think,
something's
I
going
think,
on.
Well, what's going on is that I know I don't want to sound too crazy or whatever. The spirit of this globe is really becoming dark.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of us with light to be able to bring it out. When you see someone like that come at you, honestly, they're not coming at you. They're coming at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's an anger and an evil in people that everyone needs to identify with. And everyone needs to just understand that it's not about me. There's something in this person's mind that's destroying them. And I didn't do it. So, you know, the one thing I've learned, especially in the kink world, is that I've grown and evolved as a man in respecting and appreciating people. A lot of people out there are going through their lives, getting older and older, think not realizing they're not the only ones on this planet that they have to share this planet with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they grow with an evil heart. I mean, I too have had that heart at times. Recently, just a few years back, I hated everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I got into met some beautiful people, got into the kink life, got my life back together. Mm-hmm. I graduate college in May. You know,
wow.
There's a you know, I'm about to start my own event. I'm a promoter. I'm about to start my own event company. There are many things, you know, that people need to do. One thing that makes people very evil, very evil, is idleness.
Oh, yeah.
If they just sit around all day and start thinking about negative things all the time, that's just going to happen. Negative
right.
thoughts, just as positive thoughts.
An idle mind is a devil's playground, and it really is.
I'm telling you. That old lady, bet you $1,000, that old lady has been admitted to Bellevue a couple of times.
You know.
Oh, she has to. That was a certified EDP.
Yeah.
She was actually Korean. Which was, I'm looking at her like, you don't even know me. Like, and you just picked the wrong person. And she just screamed for life. Like, she was the victim. I'm looking at her like, really?
Yeah, and you'll be surprised. I mean, understand, too, you know, I it's so weird. I'll go to these events ready to party, and I'm in a corner somewhere counseling people, couples, young women, trannies, transgender, beautiful people. Transgendered, for example, transgendered people I always thought were strange. After meeting them and exposing myself to them and talking to them and being with them and partying with them, oh, my God, they're such beautiful people.
Yeah.
They're not – it takes strength to change your sex, okay? That takes a lot of fucking courage.
It definitely does.
You know, I'm sorry. I mean, it really does. It takes so much courage for people to be able to do that. And I respect that. So, you know, we have to grow and evolve to love each other and allow ourselves to become good people. It's in all of us. If we don't, then, you know, you're going to have problems. You're just going to have problems, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But when we have our interview next week, you know, hell, I'll do a show with you every week and educate people about this lifestyle. You know, and other things too. You know, love.
So you think
that
this lifestyle is a benefit? What do you think people can benefit from your life, from the lifestyle?
Oh my God! I could tell you so many things. I knew a couple. The second event I ever went to last year, I met an older couple at a swingers event. They had been together for 30 years. They had been together for 35 years. No, 30 years.
Right.
And about 20 years ago, she caught him coming out of a video store on 52nd Street, right? She was coming from the doctor's office and ran right into him. He had a bag in his hand. She looked in the bag, so it was videos and magazines, and grabbed his arm and took him home. And they looked at that stuff together, and it was like they had first met. You know how you meet someone and y'all have so much interest and you start doing stuff together and you know, you're so calm. It was as if though their relationship, they had just met again. And now here they are. They celebrated 10 years of kink together, of being married.
10 years of kink. Now that's
it saved their life. It saved their marriage.
That's funny. Hold on one second, Michael. We got somebody else coming. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friend Show. Hold on. Hello?
Heather.
Hello. It's not Heather. Everybody calls me Heather, like Heather Hunter. I
hold
know
on,
that we
hold,
have a special
on.
Guest
that,
on. But
hold on, Hunter, I did that purposely because you know who I am.
Of course, I know who it is, Boogie. Michael, you hear this? They call me Heather Hunter.
I know, Heather Hunter, right? Oh, my God. Isn't she one of those great, great porn stars?
Hey, I call her
yeah.
that. Because what you guys are talking about, and we have a relationship, and me and Ms. Hunter is, just friends. How you doing, sister?
Yes. I'm good. Hey, welcome to the Hunter and Friends show. And if everybody listened to my show last Saturday, we featured Just Candy Entertainment. And you can let us know what's going on. What's going on, Justin?
Well, tonight we have Stage 48. We're doing a Champagne Capricorn affair. Stage 48 is on 48th Street between 10th and 11th Avenue. Mm-hmm. Then tomorrow night is the big, big Martin Luther King Capricorn celebration we're doing with Alicia Myers and friends. Got a lot of artists coming through. Dominique, Tina Wayne. It's going to be a nice show. I want all your listeners to come through. The ticket is very cheap, a $15 ticket. And it's going to be a nice show.
Dominique. I mean, I wanted to tell you, I wanted to thank you, Boogie and I, and here at the Hunter and Friends show at Power 100 HFM Radio. We wanted to thank you for giving us that interview and learning.
Of course.
That actually helped me, listen and introduced me into soul singing world. And Peter Wayne, that boy has a voice. I mean, his sense of humor, he has to work on, but,
we're going to work on that. But singing-wise, the brother can
sing. To me? I said, tell me about yourself. What did he say, Boogie?
Google me.
Google you. I'm like, you're on the Hunter and Friends show.
He said Google me?
That was funny.
You got to tell yourself. You can't tell people to Google you.
Yeah, that was funny. That was kind of funny.
He's funny. Yeah, it does. That was hilarious. I want to
thank you for coming last week, too.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. And also, let's give Candy a shout out. Tell us where Candy's located. Give them Candy's information. If you want a discount, you got to go and say Hunter sent you, and then Candy will hook you up. So tell us where Candy is.
My wife have a full service salon. It's called Creation Salon. It's located in White Plains, 200 Hamilton Avenue, right next to the Department of Motor Vehicles. She does everything in there. Nails,
yep.
Manicure, pedicures, facials. She specializes in hair weave. That's her thing. Baby girls do her thing. She has it going out, coming out looking like Beyonce.
That's right. Tell them. And we're going to have a special Valentine's thing going on also. I'm going to announce that pretty soon in the next week or so. Everybody in the circuit, listen out for it because we got a special deal that's going to happen out there. You can actually bring a date, and that's how that salon is flying there. I mean, you don't even understand. You guys don't even know.
The hot tub, everything in there. Yeah, the hot tub, everything in there.
Hot tub, kitchen.
You
have a hot tub.
I mean, you don't
understand. Oh, I got to go to this place. I need to get my feet done.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on by. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes.
Get your feet done, the head, the neck, the back.
Hands, your back, everything.
Full service.
Okay.
Full workout. Now,
today, being that I'm not going to be on for long, guys, I have to take this one more caller, and then we're going to wrap it up. But hold on 1 second. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friends show. Who's on?
Hi, Hunter. It's H.
H.
Hi,
Mr. H.
Hi. How y'all doing?
H. What's good, baby?
Oh,
H,
dude, I'm
trying
to make
online.
It. Who that? Boogie?
Yeah, baby. How you doing?
Oh, man. I'm okay. I got a little hurt at work, so, I'm popping around. But other than that, I'm good.
Now, H, introduce yourself to everyone. Introduce yourself to everyone, please.
Hi, my name is H. I am co-founder of Sky's the Limit, vice president of their MC chapter, and happy to be on with Hunter and Boogie.
Thank you. Well, I want to do this with style and class right now. You rocked out for your first annual party, and the Hunter and Friends show did your red carpet. Yes, I've never seen a motorcycle trophy party with a red carpet. It was hot.
It was hot. Oh, yes.
It was hot. You had paparazzi there. You had video there. It was a Hollywood biker party. Michael, you should have seen it. It was just amazing.
I hope to make it to the next one. That's for sure. I know. Lado's Lair is having their. We're having our first event in March. Hopefully March 30th, the last Saturday, and every Saturday every month. We're definitely going to have some fun.
Wow,
of course,
I'll let everyone know
about that. Yeah, I'll let everyone know. If you'd like, I tell them now, but it's going to be a great BDSM swinger event at the Parthenon, 5 West 30th Street. There are also other parties that will be going on throughout the February and March. And I'm also going to be having a lovely swingers event at Bowery Bliss, located at 158. Bowery Bliss at 158. Bowery, and that's just right off Grand Street, and that'll be also
in May. We got
some
bikers on that end. Maybe they'll come check that one out. Now, really quickly, Michael, not to cut you off, but H, how long did it take you to recover from that party?
It took me a solid 3 weeks, I'm going to say, to recover. it was a very stressful thing to put together as our first party, but we wanted it to be different. Hopefully to add a fresh twist to the whole trophy party theme.
You did.
And
you added class to it too. I want to say
thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was done. Everyone felt welcomed. It was, next year you're going to need a bigger venue, obviously, what you've seen for your first year. Word is definitely going to get around how you guys do things. You really kicked ass last year. We just did it before the new year, guys, so it was just amazing. And I just want to thank you for having us there and the Hunter and Friends show. Hopefully we'll be back next year. And I just want to say congratulations to you and for the amount of support that Sky's the Limit gives the circuit. And you guys, and one more thing, you have a bike night, which is every Wednesday, am I correct? And tell everybody where it is.
Yes, that is correct. And we're having a good time at the bike night. I don't know if you see any of the Instagram pictures, but a lot of clubs are actually coming through and, spending the time with us. The food is good and all that good stuff. I like the vibe. Our bike night is not really all about partying. It's more about networking and, just trying to figure out how we can bring some more shine to the Bronx. That's what it's all about. Just trying to build our ties with our
community.
Circuit members.
Awesome.
And that's it. I want to also say that we have already set a date for our next anniversary party. We're working on the venue, and we've already got the theme, which I'm going to tell you offline. But I'm looking to outdo the last one. Believe me when I tell you.
Well, listen,
you can't tell us all wrong.
Anything like before? Please. And you tell all those beautiful young ladies in your social club and the men to go on down to Candy to create. What's it called? Creations. I call it Candy.
It's to the candy shop.
Go get their hair did. Please. Okay, no doubt. And tell them how to send them. Okay. But also, I want to ask everyone, Michael, you want to give everybody a kid if anyone a shout out before we end today's show?
Oh, yeah. I want to give a shout out to Mr. E, IOD, to Miss Asia, Punisher, Chief Powder, to all the people at Jack Jill New York NYC over at Bowery Bliss. By all means, next week when I have my interview with you, everyone will have more on what's going on. And we're going to make this happen. I would love to do this with you. By all means, please call me.
Awesome. I sure would. Right. I thank you so much for hanging in there with me because I'm a very busy person, and I really try to get everybody. So I apologize to you. You're just a great guy. And actually, the day that I met you, and we were actually sitting down at a pub, Boogie and I haven't done that in a long time. Am I correct, Boogie?
That's right.
Well, look at that. You ran into me. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Well, I want to tell you, you know, you got to be patient with royalty, though. You know that, right?
Okay.
I'll be patient with royalty, you know. But you know, my mama does a Blog Talk Radio, girl.
Oh, she does. Well, you got to
Joan Cartwright. Joan Cartwright. She does Blog Talk too. Well, if you would have told me Blog Talk, I would have found you.
Oh my God! Well, this is great.
So by all means, but listen, world, I'm letting y'all know I'm about to introduce y'all to a world of kink, and it's gonna be on. Y'all gonna love it.
Well, you're gonna have to tell me about that before I interview you, definitely. Boogie, you wanna give a shout out to anyone?
By all means, you know, just get with me and talk to me. I know I'm sending you all the information you need. Just let me know what you need, and I'll let you know. But it's not anything down and dirty. It's very, very. You know, very, very PC friendly. You know, I'm not going to disrespect or whatever. It's very important, though, that people are educated about the lifestyle.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Okay. Boogie, you want to give a shout out to anybody?
I just want to give a shout out to Hood. I want to give a shout out to Candy Entertainment. You know, getting ready to be on and popping tomorrow night.
That's
turn
right
up, yo. I want to give a shout out to Frankie Yamaha.
That's right.
And to all the people that God love, yo, that's it. Shout out, big shout out to y'all. Y'all have a safe weekend. We'll
Happy Martin Luther King weekend.
Happy Martin Luther King.
Yeah, Martin Luther King. God bless him.
Martin Luther King. MLK.
Don't forget.
Okay.
MLK.
H feel better.
Justice.
Feel better.
Justice, what about you?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right. And go see Selma. We need to go see Selma.
Okay.
Go see Selma. Wake up. Go.
H, you want to give a shout out to anybody, H or Justin?
Oh boy. Well, first of all, my club president, he had a fire probably about a week and a half ago, got burned out of his house. You know, we've been rallying to kind of help him out as best we can. We're having a fundraiser for him tonight, Black Falcons Clubhouse, $10 donation. You know, everybody in the club, everybody in the circuit, we love everybody, and we see that everybody loves us. So that's
all about love.
Yeah, we the same, too. If you send me information, I'd be more than happy to pass it on and when we have our party to anything to help him.
I will definitely send it to you, Michael. I will definitely do that. Justice, you want to give a shout-out?
I'm going to give a shout-out to your show. Thank you for coming through, sister. You and Boogie, you're the best. We love you guys, you know what I'm saying? Hope to see you guys tomorrow night. Hopefully you see the guys tomorrow night. And spread the love. Keep doing what you guys are doing, you know? It's all about showing love and respect to each other, you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Exactly. Yep. That's right. Well, I want to give a shout-out to God and to without him I am nothing. And
that's right.
Just a shout-out to all of you who support me, my listeners, and those of you who come to my events. And I really love you guys. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. To my new friendship, Michael, God bless you. And
God bless you.
You know,
God
I think it's called the meeting of the minds. And we perfect, positive minds meet, and we create beautiful, beautiful things together. Keep positive.
Right.
And as I shared with you my, you know, how I was confronted by evil. And then, I confronted it. And I'm not afraid to. Sometimes you're not supposed to, but at that time, God just leaned on my heart, and I recognized Satan when he came to me. And I don't want to talk crazy, but listen, evil's evil, and it's out there. But when you see it, like my mother always says, the devil never wants to be recognized. So when you expose him,
that's
he
right.
will fly away from you. Believe me, quick, fast, quick. Don't sit there going, I'm not going to say nothing. Hey, if you're doing something to you evil, you're evil. And I want to leave everybody with this quote. When you live your life and your relationships like shit,
hey,
you will end
up
in the toilet, flushed.
Absolutely.
So keep your mind occupied, as Michael would say, and not idle.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
just do positive things. And no matter what lifestyle you're living, if you're living it and you're smiling in the morning and even at night, then that's a lifestyle for you. And that's what changes you, or you can change someone else to make them happy. Do it. And I couldn't rock out long today, people, but I just want to say thank you so much. And I want to give a shout-out to my son, Potency, and my dog, Monkey Slash
yeah.
Cookie. We call it two names. They hold me down. They make me smile. And that lifestyle is for me. And I love you guys. Tomorrow you can catch me out there. Look for me on Facebook, because I have a few events to go to, but I will be getting down there at the Esplanade.
Thank you.
And hanging 10 with my friends and then hearing the soul singers. And you know, and I just want to give a shout out to Boogie for always holding me down. Love you, Boogie. We got hot topics
love
today that we're going to save for next week, because
oh,
I can't
yeah.
rock out today so long. But I just want to say God bless you all. And just keep Chops in your prayers. Chops comes on every week and she does the Chops report, and she lost her voice. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But she lost it, and
mm-hmm.
she's missing from the show this week. We never have a show without Chops. Am I right, Boogie?
Absolutely. I was wondering. I thought that was her fault. Earlier.
Yeah, so I just want to wish you all a beautiful, blessed TGI Friday. All right,
thank
guys.
You.
Peace
thank
out.
The MLK weekend, guys.
Have a great
all right.
Have
bless.
A great weekend.
Okay.
Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Call me now.